This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Santana smokes it into right field. That'll get down. Teoscar tries to cut it off. He does. Santana will hold with a two-out RBI single as Ramirez comes around to score, making it 4-2. Ground ball. Left side is through. Noel scores. Here comes Wilson with the tying run. It's a 4-4 game. On a 1-2 pitch, Nolan Jones just banged it through the hole on the left side to tie the game. Hit high and deep to left. Take a 7-4 lead.
I'm just so proud of this group. That was a tough 13-day stretch between our opponents, the weather, the delays, you know, rainouts, doubleheader. Seemed like whenever we got punched in the mouth, we came right back. And that's who this group is. That was a team win today. You know, just different guys coming through. It speaks to the resilience of our group, and it's nice to end the 13 days on a high note like that.
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Tone, good morning.
Hey, Kenny.
It's good to see you. Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Boy, Stephen, I almost called him Stephen Kwan. Stephen Vogt is correct because he left Austin Hedges out there to hit in the eighth. People were losing their minds. Thank God he only struck out on three pitches and didn't ground into a double play. And then Angel Martinez, ladies and gentlemen, the new most exciting Cleveland Guardian.
Just like that,
huh? Dare I say? Well, no, I've been saying it here for the last few weeks, and he's done it again. Hits a three-run home run, things change.
Everybody's has he done happy. It a bunch this year?
What?
You said he's done it again. Has he done it a bunch this year?
Well, he's made several nice plays since he's been called up from AAA. Yes, he's done it again. He's come in with timely hits. He's made good plays in the outfield. And Angel Martinez, I could say, might be, you know what? Not going to go that far. But I'm very excited about that young man. He's a lot of fun to watch.
It was awesome yesterday.
He's a lot of fun.
You had a game where, you know, you were definitely threatening to, you know, come out of this series with us just talking payrolls. that was what it was going to be. It was lined up today with just frustrated fans talking about payrolls and the state of economics. He saved us from having to do that for at least one day.
Yesterday was one of the most taxing days. I just had to go, you know what? Phone's going away. Middle of the day. Because it was one of the most taxing days I think I've been through. Because yesterday, and people see the first video, then they see the second video, and then I go, well, this is the internet, and it doesn't matter, so you just got to put it away. I went from not understanding the Guardians, ripping the Guardians, you football guys, which, hey, you know what? It's blamed right on you. You football guys don't understand the baseball, to go, no, wait a minute. You guys didn't hear it because the clip was clipped the way it was.
Wait, you're still going by this was taken out of context?
Yes.
Because he's had a day to reflect on.
Because I was still looking at Major League Baseball. So I still stand firm. I don't care. I don't believe
they played your audio up and down yesterday and afternoon.
I'm sure they did.
They called it one of the biggest flip flops in radio history.
Okay, well coming from Nick, that must mean something because that's a guy who changes with every breath of what he says. As long as he can just see his phones and see what people are saying, then he'll change sentence to sentence. I have stood firm the last how many years? I think the Guardians do what they can with what they have. They're not going to go into the red. It's just not going to happen. They're going to be business people, and they're going to turn a profit. Whether I like it or not, I don't really care for it most of the time, but that's the way it is. I wish they were in a position to put more in, but they're not. And then that became, you know, carrying water for the Dolans, shill for the Dolans, shill for the Guardians. And I go, well, no one's going to win on this, so we're just going to put the old phone away.
That's why it was nice. It was very nice for them to pull that out yesterday. I mean, you wondered if they were going to be able to do it. I mean, they had 15 hits. The left on base yesterday, you just begging him, can you please get some runs in? You've got to be able to muster one of these games in this series. So that's why it was absolutely huge that he came through and did that. I was on the phone with Ken when it happened, and I had gone outside because I was doing some dad duty, and I was outside trying to get out of the house.
Well, this is, can I say one thing?
Yeah, sure.
So apparently he's a little too loud when he's on the phone with me, so he went out in the driveway, and I go.
I was actually ordered to go out.
In the middle of the conversation, go, we're tying this up, here we go, and I'm in my office, and Lima's going, well, that's great. I'm on the driveway.
Were you regular ordered or court ordered?
I was demanded.
Okay.
Get out of the house.
Yes.
Because it was a chaotic, just one of those, feels like every day.
It's an everyday
chaotic
thing.
And I guess I'm too loud all of a sudden. So I was sent outside. And so I start picking up just random weeds. I'm like, well, if I'm going to be out here, I'm going to be productive. So we have our calls, going over what we're going to do on the show. What's interesting to us in the sports landscape, and then what literally is in my landscape because I'm down on my knees picking weeds.
Yep, what he was doing.
And then as that was happening, I missed one of the biggest at-bats of the season to this point. Can we call it that?
Yeah. I mean, Anhel Martinez hitting a three-run home run was amazing.
I was so defeated.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that because it was awesome. It was absolutely this might be an idea for you. You have a concrete driveway, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. Because
opposed to cobblestone.
Well, there are people who do have gravel driveways. Lima grew up with a gravel driveway, and
it's where I honed my handle, my basketball handle.
What's that type of gravel?
If you can dribble on stones, you're good. And not to mention, I had a little creek that was running through. Used to race beer cans. They're easily available throughout my childhood. Right there, if the ball would go astray off one of the stones, if I try to cross over, then I knew I'd be chasing that basketball into the creek.
Oh,
then
God.
It would get wet and
basketball.
Muddy. Now I had to spin it. I'd have to take both hands and I'd spin it. And then, of course, all the wet and the mud would then get on my shirt. Then we'd have to go wash it. It was just a never-ending cycle of poor.
What'd you guys have for dinner later after that?
Well, when we weren't trying to scam one of the restaurants, this isn't what we ordered. Give us more free food. We'll take anything.
You did that?
Every day. Are you kidding me?
It's either that or porridge.
Now, I didn't know.
Gruel.
I didn't know what the term dine and dash was at the time. You see, I had not been properly schooled. I didn't know there was a phrase for it. I just was told, hey, Anthony, I'm going to go to the bathroom. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just meet me in the car. That's what we called it. But go ahead. Anyway.
Where was I going to take it? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Who cares?
Yeah. Talking about Lima's chowder is just too good. We will get the Myles Garrett coming up at 6:43, guys. Trust me. He ain't going anywhere outside of Tokyo, Japan. So we'll talk about this coming up.
Definitely going to Berea, Ohio.
We'll talk about this at 6:43. What's that type of gravel they have where it's like white dust, like on
pea
the
gravel?
Is that what it is? Okay. So I had Shirley across the street, right? And she was
Shirley, you can't be serious.
And don't call me Shirley. She was a paranoid schizophrenic. Okay, well, it was the mid-90s. We didn't know what that term was as children. We just knew that this was a woman who would do wild things if provoked, shooting off guns.
And in public.
And in public, chasing us down in her car. Like, do you ever see that scene where Cruella DeVille's driving around at the end of 101 Dalmatians? Like, that's what she looked like in the car, man. It was nuts. She had a husband named Jim. And Jim, to get away, would, I swear to God, he'd mow that grass on the highest setting 3 times a week to get away. And then he would crawl on his hands and knees with one of those little shovel deals there. I just call them little shovels. I don't know what they're actually called.
Garden spade.
Garden spade. Thank you. And he would wouldn't pick up the rocks. He would flick the rocks back into the driveway on his hands and knees as a time waster so he didn't have to go back in and deal with her. Again, he didn't know what the condition, until she got arrested, none of us knew what the condition was. We just knew that this person's a little off.
It can be oddly satisfying.
Yeah, folks, it was
though,
the 90s.
It can be oddly satisfying out there, one weed at a time.
I'm just giving you ideas.
More satisfying than watching Angel Martinez.
That's the thing. Now I feel mad because that was a missed opportunity. But I did get to hear.
I gave you the play-by-play like a ticker tape.
He did. I have to say, just hearing it through Ken's voice, that was as exciting as it could have possibly gotten for me. I think there was more excitement me
that
hearing
the high
it.
Point of the season so far.
And I could visualize it through Ken.
Yeah, it was fun. I brought the game to life. And thank God they won that game. Which Nolan Jones was 3-for-3, by the way.
I know.
Which I realized in the second one during my diatribe. I go, well, no, I mean, Nolan Jones is batting second for crying out loud. What are you going to say now? I'm like, great. Congratulations. He had a good game of baseball. That's what pro baseball players are supposed to do. Hopefully he'll have another one. I am worried about, I know Stephen Kwan was taken out as a precautionary measure. Stephen Vogt said he should be back around Friday. This Lane Thomas situation.
Yeah, this is.
This plantar fasciitis thing.
Stinks.
That is something that sticks around. It makes me wonder how much he was bothered I know he scooted that one out in center field last week. I wonder how much he was bothered by that. I know that he was trying to get back into the game. He was trying to get into the game late yesterday and was pushed away by Stephen Vogt. So this is a guy who's desperate and certainly frustrated because it's a frustrating injury. I think they're going to have to put him on IL because if you just sit him, who are you going to put out in right field and how are you going to do your offense or how are you going to do your outfield if you just sit him? Like, I think you're going to have to call up somebody. Well, I know people are going to bring up CJ Kafis and other people. Like,
exactly
so
right.
You're probably going to have to IL him and then bring somebody up. But from what I've read, because I had to go back, because you read about plantar fasciitis and it goes away. You read about these injuries and they go away. So you always have to refresh yourself with the sports injuries. And it's something where it's like, okay, I mean, you could put your foot up for 2 weeks and it still might not help. Like, it's kind of something you have to kind of work through, and it can be a very frustrating situation. So, in that case, I mean, Lane Thomas was clearly a big part of our offense in the second half last year when he got here. That's frustrating. That is frustrating. So, hopefully, some of the other guys can keep it together because you're trying to piecemeal this thing. And again, it's not about comparing ourselves to the Dodgers or Yankees or Mets. It's about comparing ourselves to ourselves, and hopefully we can keep our heads above water by the time the trade deadline gets here. And even then, I don't know if you're going to add anything to this. I think you're just trying to keep your head above water and seeing what you can do. I mean, now you got Joey Cantillo, who's going to try to work, it seems, as a starter at some point here in the future. So that's you can already see that they're putting the fingers in the holes to try to plug up some of the leaks here as we're going through this season until Shane Bieber's at least able to come back in July. So there's a lot that we have to deal with here with this Guardians club. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And also just look at the schedule. This is why it was big to win one of those games because we knew during this stretch how difficult this could be. You've got after the Angels, you've got the Yankees, and I think the Astros. So this was one that was definitely needed. You needed to salvage one game out of this. That was huge yesterday.
It was just a nice thing to get before an off day, and hopefully they'll take care of business against the Angels and we don't have to worry about any of this other stuff we've been discussing. Joe Flacco, I want to play this clip before we go to break here. This is one of the best OTA press conferences I think I've ever heard. I want to get the Flacco 01 if we possibly can. Sorry, I didn't call for that earlier there, Owen. I always think I did and then I didn't. Here is Joe Flacco on being a mentor versus not being a mentor.
If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing ball. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest. And I've said I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already. There's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences, and I have a lot of experience, and I can talk on things, and hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. And you know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room, and you naturally want to do that.
I loved his answer. I think that I used to be one of the people get hooked on like how guys like Mark Brunell being a mentor for people, things like that. There's still a competitive fire because you have to be competitive to still be in the sport. Because it's a game that'll eat you up. It's professional sports in general will eat you up if you're not competitive about it. And I just love the answer because for him, there's no great answer. You got three young guys behind you if you say you're not a mentor, why aren't you trying to help out the future of our franchise? Why aren't you trying to help him help them out?
It's got to go, which
but
one?
If you say you're a mentor.
I only have so much time to mentor everybody.
It's true. If you say his class size is bigger than some of the other ones out there.
Yeah, what in the world?
If you say you're a mentor, then, well, you might be starting week one for us. Are you not competitive? Like,
right, are you trying to help us win games?
And we've seen both situations play out. Like, I remember Jake DeLome. It didn't feel like Jake DeLome was really had his heart in it anymore when he was in Cleveland. But I also remember Johnny Manziel, of all the stupid, silly things Johnny Manziel has said, which is a list a mile long, that interview he did a couple years ago where he tried to put some of this blame on Brian Hoyer, of all people, was truly the masterstroke of stupidity and ignorance that Johnny Manziel has ever had about himself. Because I'm going, this is a guy who's still in his own prime, trying to get his own contract here. This is one of the dumbest things Johnny Manziel's ever said.
Well, in this case, too, I mean, Flacco, regardless of the things I say about Vegas win totals, and let's be honest, this is probably going to be a season where we're emptying out the roster, trying to figure out which kids are going to be good. Joe Flacco is thinking, last time I was here, went to the playoffs, and he's looking around, seeing some of those same faces and that same coach and going, yeah, I'm going to try to make the playoffs. Like, he's not thinking about the same stuff.
That's a great point.
Me and fans are talking about. So
that's a great
what
point.
What time does he have to mentor when he's trying to pick up the playbook and pick up the mechanics of, you know, figuring out how to have build chemistry with Jerry Jeudy?
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
So, Ken, I did write faux pas yesterday because I was at the Guardians-Dodgers game out in what I thought were the right field bleachers, but indeed were just seats. And there was a situation yesterday in which they were giving away the free hats and the balls they throw into the stands. I'm sure you guys have experienced this and maybe caught one of yourselves. I wasn't even trying to get a thing yesterday, but the hat was thrown right to me. And as I was lunged forward to grab it, there was like this kid like in the seat right in front of me who didn't get the hat. And I like took it. I just like took it. Am I a bad person?
You used the word lunge over. How old was the child?
He could have been no younger than 9 years old.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
He might have been in the double digits.
That's pretty pathetic.
But I didn't keep the hat. I gave it to my friend who's going to give it to his younger nephew.
Yeah, but nobody
as
at the stadium knows.
Hat.
Nobody at the stadium knows. They just think you're some.
Yeah, you're just a bad guy.
Yeah, you're just some near
that
30.
That kid went and got a ball beforehand, like three innings prior. That, and he ripped it. He ripped it out of a kid's hand.
They
I
don't
saw
know
him.
That. They're nine.
But now Mitch, you're a vigilante. You're now keeping track. You're doing inventory on everybody around you.
Yeah, I don't believe you at all.
Pretty sad.
I'm aware of my surroundings.
So you sat there the entire game. So wait a minute. He got
I
baseball.
Got up to stretch. It was the seventh inning. I got up to stretch.
You just lied to me on the radio.
Which is customary.
You just totally lied to me on the radio, man.
How did I lie to you? What did I say?
Because there's no way you saw that kid go grab a baseball out of another kid's hand and then sat there and go, you know what? They're going to be giving out some hats here later
no,
on.
No, I didn't do
and
that.
And I'm going
no,
after
I
him.
Didn't
I'm
do
making
that.
Sure he doesn't get one of those hats.
Yeah, Chelsea,
you made it out to be that you made it out to be like you were the Batman of a baseball
it was
stadium
a post-mortem,
and making sure that there were justice.
It was a post-mortem justifying of my actions. If that kid had gotten nothing and went home empty-handed, I would have felt bad.
Whatever you got to say to yourself to make yourself feel better, man. Trust me, I do it every day, every time I've gotten on a scale.
Maybe I shouldn't have had a few tall boys before that hand.
Oh, so you did it drunkenly. That makes it even better.
Wow. Drunkenly.
A drunken buffoon reaching over a kid to go get a free hat. What great representation of the fan you have. Wonderful. You made us all look very good today.
Either way, I had a great day at the ballpark yesterday. I'm happy I was talked into it by my friend. We had a good time. But obviously, you mentioned the Guardians winning yesterday over the Dodgers. And a few takeaways from that game. You mentioned the one that I was going to get to, which is the lack of substituting out Austin Hedges twice during the game in key situations. Thankfully, he did not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ground into the double play on the last at bat. Steven Vogt actually talked about Hedgie after the game.
Austin's a good hitter. Austin's on our team. He's part of our team. And there's times where we pinch it. There's times where we don't. I have full faith in Austin to come through in these situations. And the pitcher's got him today.
No, he's not. He's not a good hitter. You're lying, Steven.
Oh, compared to us, he is.
But you're only, you're
the
looking.
The greatest thing that happened yesterday, he came up, bases loaded, no outs. I sat there with my boys and go, I hope he swings at three high pitches, and he did it. He came through for me and got out of the way.
He's got three home runs, and each time I've remarked, he's got three home runs this year.
Three RBIs.
And every time he's done it, I've remarked, they go, if you give up a home run to Austin Hedges, you should have to spend the night in the drunk tank. You should have to spend the night in a city jail, in a small town jail, if you give up a home run to Austin Hedges this season. That is ridiculous, and you should pay a fine, a penalty, everything for it.
I'm in a frustrating spot with some of my favorite Guardians personalities right now.
Are.
Other than Angel Martinez, you mentioned, like, Hedges struggling at the plate, which is kind of normal right now, but like, John Kenzie Noel right now could not hit one of those big red balls you put in front of a target if you gave him three hacks at it. It is frustrating to watch. I love him. The big red ball outside of a target so the cars don't crash through the building.
Oh, the store. It's a bollard. It's a different type
everyone calls,
of bollard.
No one calls the target bollard. Everyone calls it the target ball.
Well, that's fine, but it's technically called a bollard.
It looks like a ball.
Okay, but it's a bollard.
Have you ever seen a car smash into it?
Not personally.
No, I've seen kids do the where they put their hands down and leap over it.
Yeah,
I did that.
A lot of kids do that with the target balls. But yeah, bollard, you usually find them outside of convenience stores, outside of liquor stores, anywhere with an ATM to prevent the smash and grab. I know that was a big thing a few summers ago, to drag the ATM out of there. Yeah, that's usually what a bollard is used for.
Well, good time at the park yesterday. I'll be going tomorrow night as well. We also had the game last night.
Are you giving out your
public appearances?
I'm not like saying when and where I'm exactly going to be.
I'll
like
be at somebody, the Ramada. I don't think men are afterwards.
I'll be handing out my merchandise.
Nobody's gonna recognize me.
No, they'll
on
be
Friday
taking
night.
The merchandise well, you know what? From little kids.
If you keep leaping over little kids to take things from them,
they're gonna put they will know in who you
is. Is this a challenge?
They're gonna know you as the next Zach Hample. Except you do that with free hats instead of baseballs.
I did have his book back in the day. It's actually a decent read. Going to the last night, game five of the Western Conference Finals. This is kind of the result I expected going into last night.
Well, the magical season continues. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going back to the NBA Finals.
124-94. That is the fourth game in the playoffs that OKC has won by 30 points or more. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 34 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists was named the conference finals MVP. I don't even think the Pacers can match what this team is up to right now.
Bad night for Anthony Edwards. Has Anthony Edwards talked a lot of trash over this last year about him being the new face of the NBA?
He's actually, it's actually kind of the opposite.
Okay.
As they've been looking for him to be the face of the NBA, he has kind of been like, yeah, I don't really want it. Even though he's got one of the quirkier personalities.
Like, I heard Pat Boyle right before, and I noted it because I wanted to ask you at some point, but I had heard it like when they were down 2-0, when they were down 3-1, when they lost. Like, I've heard everything. Like, Anthony Edwards can't be the face of the league if he's going to do that. Like, I'm like, did he? I don't remember a story where he was talking a bunch of trash saying he was the next big thing in the NBA.
The whole thing was that he was American. He's good-looking.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
He's loquacious.
Right, okay. Brash, yeah.
So they're trying to think, like, who better than... And he's good. I mean, he has a lot of the MJ characteristics, mm-hmm. right? He has... But then this year he came in and he decided, I'm just going to take and make. He makes a lot. I'm going to take a lot of three-pointers. And people are just like, we just need winning basketball from you. We just need to fight. We don't need to just hover around the three-point line. You can attack the basket. You can actually get by defenders.
Okay. I understand it now. Go right on ahead there, Mitch.
East game five later tonight. In football yesterday, we had Mike Vrabel over in the Patriots press conference addressing the very viral Stephon Diggs boat video that went across the past couple days ago. This is Vrabel talking about he's aware of the situation.
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field, and we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions, and any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
Now, you're leaving out one tiny detail.
I was going to let you get to it, yeah.
Mitch. It was the fact that not only was he on the boat with these women, looked to be a very fun atmosphere, must say.
Yeah,
I could understand missing voluntary workouts to be on this particular boat, but it's the fact that there seemed to be possession of a pretty, pretty big bag of what was a pink powdery substance.
I thought it was just makeup. I thought it was just a makeup
case. Well, the bag was so big, and you couldn't fathom that much of that powdery substance that happened to have that pink look to it.
I think the street value is of that makeup.
Well, I looked up on Reddit to see what they were talking about, the pink makeup
bag.
Yeah,
of course, because you're out of the game now.
Retired.
Of course, yes.
And not one of those situations.
Turned in your papers to the league?
Yeah. I'm not going to put the uniform on one more time just for a memorable night. I don't need that.
We were having an Aaron Rodgers moment with him for a while, whether or not he was going to come back or not, but he's decided to hang him up.
Look, these are tough decisions.
Yeah.
These are you know, I have a family now. And to look my family in the face, my two young kids, and say, I'm going to go back into the makeup business. It just doesn't make sense. But yeah, that Mike Vrabel, I wonder if that's... That was his welcome back to the NFL moment. Here's your Devo wide receiver.
There are so many moments where you see a boat, a pair of skis. And here we are.
3 years, $63.5 million they signed Diggs to back in March.
Well, he has plenty of money. Makeup. He wants to...
That's the one thing he absolutely can do. Not for resale, by the way.
Really quickly, did you guys see the college football 26 video releases of the coaches?
I need you to get this off your chest because you are obsessed with
Ryan Day. Ryan Day looks nothing like Ryan Day in real life, and Ryan Day has lost a considerable amount of weight since he started at Ohio State. This guy, like, they put him in the game. He looks built. We got breaking news.
No, I just said wrong
one.
Go
okay.
ahead, Mitch.
No, it was this weird situation where I'm like, this is the first year that coaches are going to be in college football 26. I'm like, that's Ryan Day. It looks nothing like the guy.
What was it? Was it, do you think, too much dye in the hair, which he and his family have denied?
He looks more like a lumberjack, if anything.
I think,
like,
his wife had to deny it. Yes. She denied it. I think it's just that at this point, it's an inside joke to them.
I think it is, too.
Like, they're just having fun with everybody.
It also makes me wonder what kind of coaches we're going to get in the game in real life. Like, are we going to get Bill Belichick in the video game, which we did not get, I believe, in Madden for so many years?
Well, you can't just have Bill Belichick now. You've got to have his,
here we go.
Have his family.
Yeah. Here we go.
You got to have all the people around him.
Got to have Stephen Belichick in there. He looks like Rickety Cricket. Oh, got it. Lyman never saw the show, he doesn't know.
Too.
Okay, Mitch got it at least. All right.
That's it for
about
last night.
He was a pastor.
And I'm sure that Stephen Belichick is very religious in his own right. Traffic, it must have been packed. Traffic was an animal yesterday. Now, I know there were people leaving the baseball game, and there were people going to AC/DC, and there was bad weather, but my God almighty.
Just Stephen, you wouldn't think, like, my Instagram algorithm, all the people that I follow, but it seemed like 150 people I knew were at that concert yesterday.
I had a person I know, a public figure, but I'm not going to tell you who they are, even though they're a public figure, and I could, but I'm not.
Guess.
You can go ahead and guess. Bet you'd never get it. He was at the concert with, I think, his future brother-in-law. And he wrote, "Ken, the dome needs to be built. These bugs are so bad. The midges are still around."
Okay, I thought...
And now the brood cicadas are going to be coming.
Well, then, yeah, the mayflies, it's just going to be...
Ooh.
We're talking end times.
Here comes Gangrel.
So, the midges... I will say yesterday, they were noticeably better at my place than they've been in a week and a half.
Oh, okay.
So the end of their lifespan is close. But the people, you're right, I saw the complaints about the concert last night. And so we already talked about building the dome to save us from all the November, December type of bad football weather, or good football weather if you like that kind of thing, but not for the fans. Now we got to worry about protecting the fans from the midges?
Well, yeah.
I mean, this has been 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks of nonsense.
Well, you gotta...
They have scheduled this concert
outside
of the midges?
Know.
You gotta know midge season. Well, pick up a farmer's almanac.
They didn't know.
There's a whole midge chapter in there.
But if I'm pointing out, poor Brian Johnson, he's up there, he's trying to sing, and then all of a sudden he got midges flying in his mouth.
How many did he swallow last night? How many midges do you think he
More
swallowed
than
last
I'm
night?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sure, he wanted to.
Just cutting the grass earlier in the week, I had to have gotten 8. ate right down the pipes.
You're eating eight? Well, that spoil your dinner.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I took about 35 to Hudson with me on Saturday and pushed him out of the car.
Let him out of your car.
And that's originally how COVID spread, me coming back from Florida. This is how you took it out of those lakeside communities.
Well, we went up to, when we had the baseball game on Tuesday, we went up to Mentor and Axel's like, what are all these bugs? I go, oh, yeah, because I come up to Cleveland every day. I go, Axel, these are midges.
That's, we hosted a team from Revere last night. It was a very, it was game seven of the... of the ALCS all over again.
Mitch's mayhem all over the place.
Yeah, okay, so we're ready to jump into this. This is fun, but now I got to be, I don't know, I guess I got to make everybody mad again. Here's Kevin Stefanski reminding everybody that these are voluntary workouts because there was somebody missing from OTAs yesterday, and no, I'm not talking about Deontay Johnson.
It's really important to remember that this is a voluntary program, and anybody who's here, we're excited about that. We're not reporting who's here on what day. There are guys that will be in and out of the program, and that is totally their prerogative, but the guys that are here will just continue to work.
And then Kev was pressed further because Miles is in Tokyo, Japan on a jaunt, on a vacation, and Kevin Stefanski again emphasized voluntary.
Miles Garrett. Is in Japan, apparently. Does that upset you in any way?
No. This is a voluntary program.
I don't know if whoever asked the question didn't hear the first answer, but either way, Kevin Stefanski putting it out there again that it's a voluntary thing. So here's where I'm at. I had a lot of people reach out yesterday. I know at the end of the show, we kind of brought this up a little bit. I knew it was going to be a big deal today, and here we are. A leopard doesn't change his spots, guys. It doesn't change his spots. He's flirted with the idea of leadership in the past. He's not a leader. He never has been, and clearly he never will be. You pay him, the Browns pay him money for sacks. If they expect him to be a leader, then I'm sorry, they're sadly mistaken. If you then expected him to be a leader, I'm sorry. I really feel bad for you because you're the fan and you have no power over the issue. You were sadly mistaken. I'm sorry. This is part of what the problem has been for how many years. They look in the wrong place for leadership. There's guys who can lead from those positions. And there's guys who flirt with the idea of leadership. He is a guy who has been flirtatious with it before. I think he's tried to say the right things here and there. Clearly, this is a man who doesn't want to be a leader. So how can I find myself that mad? Why would I be mad? They gave him the money. Did they think that he was really going to all of a sudden be Mr. Leadership? Did they think he was going to be Mr. Ray Lewis in the locker room all of a sudden?
Okay, here's what here's what I think did happen when we went through the spectacle of him going on national television, doing all the radio shows, and telling everybody that he thought the Browns were not going to be a place for him for various reasons. Notably, they're not going to be good anytime soon, was the thought. Well, that obviously bummed a bunch of fans, even the ones that agreed with him on a lot of that. It stinks to have somebody like that seem like an untenable situation.
Yeah.
But then what happened? Hey, Miles Garrett signed a brand new contract, and he's up there saying, well, the Browns sold me on this.
With his dinosaurs.
Yes.
He had his dinosaur figurines.
Right. Already. I'd forgotten about that already. And then Jimmy Haslam at the owners' meetings are like, yeah, the expectation is now that we're going to get more of that pronounced leadership out of Miles, and he's going to be a central part of this organization. We've been communicating with him, reasons that we think we're going to be really good really soon. And then it already seems like all of that was a lie when the first chance he got to kind of demonstrate and flex his leadership muscles, he's just literally as far away as humanly possible.
I can't say it was a lie. Maybe they thought he was going to do it, which, again, I say that's their fault. They didn't. It's been 8 years. He's been is this year nine for Miles? Year nine, I think, for Miles Garrett. He hasn't been to OTAs in how many years? I don't expect leadership out of Miles Garrett. I've never expected. There might have been a time where I thought he might become a leader because he's a number one overall choice, but he's not a leader. He's not a leader. And I don't expect that from him. If this team is going to be in a position where they're all in, it's going to come from other positions. I don't think that makes him a jerk. I just don't think that makes him a leader. There are plenty of guys. If he's got a C on his chest, it's just because he leads the team in sacks. So it's just because he's their best defensive player that they've had in the history of the franchise. But when it comes to leadership, no. And I don't expect that from him. So
now,
here's
the question.
I'm shrugging my shoulders at everybody going, why are you getting so mad? You really expected him to become a leader?
I'm in agreement with you on that. Did the Browns expect him to change
of a sudden? Then they were sadly mistaken. Again, you don't, if people thought this was going to be some sort of a punishment and a come to Jesus moment with Myles Garrett, give him $123 million guaranteed was going to be that?
Yeah,
no.
I'm in agreement because at no point did I think he was all of a sudden going to be a different guy, right? I'm with you.
Okay, I'm glad you feel that way because I didn't know how you were going to take it this morning.
But I do know that there have been fans have been taken on this Myles Garrett roller coaster that I think what made them feel better, what gave them the warm and fuzzies was that all of a sudden it was kumbaya at the end of the year. And this was going to be a tool to make the Browns better, not only in keeping him, but that he was going to give you the best of both worlds. He was going to give you the on-the-field stuff, and he was going to give you the off-the-field stuff.
Well, I'm sorry. Then again, I apologize for everybody who was taken for that type of a ride, because that's not a ride that I ever portrayed that they were doing with Myles Garrett. I'm not going to accuse him of being a leader for the future and for the now. That's going to have to come from other positions, and that's why this quarterback position is so wide open. And that is why I don't think that they will get to a playoff position this year. That's part of the reason why, and I heard Zach Jackson say it, I don't think that they're a bottom caliber team, but it's certainly within the realm of possibilities if they have a couple of injuries, because it's very easy for fans to give up on a team like this, and it's very easy for players to give up on a team like this, because if you have your highest paid, most impactful player, who does? He goes on vacation, and he has his own time, and he lets his play do the speaking for itself. Well, it's easy to do that when things go away. So if you felt that way, then you have been taken for a ride that you really should have known better in the first place. That's all there is to it. Because I never once, the Browns pay him for the sacks. If he goes out there and he has 6 sacks this year, you want to rip him up and down, fine. Rip him up and down. Because that's where it is. Like, there's guys, they are such good. Jose Ramirez. Let's use Jose Ramirez for example here. He's got a 21-game hit streak. He's fantastic, right? At some point, Father Time will catch up with Jose Ramirez. And we will not be very strong in commentary about Jose Ramirez's performance. You know why? Because there's bona fide 100% strong leadership. If you know Jose Ramirez for anything, you know that he has strong leadership. And he backs up what he says. And he says very little to us, but I know that he has a very strong, strong opinion of everything that goes on within that clubhouse. And you give him leeway because he's meant so much to the franchise. Once Myles Garrett starts turning in 6 sacks and doesn't have the motor that he had before, doesn't have the type of superhuman strength that he has before, it's open season. When you are a great leader and a great player, it gives you a little bit more leeway. So, yeah, if he goes out there and he sucks up the room at some point coming up, then, yeah, guys, it is what it is. But if he continues to turn in 14 to 18 sacks a season, then there's very little I can say about the guy, because it's a performance-based product that he gives you. And very few people can offer anything that Myles Garrett offers for your defense. So Myles Garrett, if he wants to go to Tokyo, fine, go to Tokyo. He wants to go, if he wants to go to Istanbul, if he wants to go to Iqaluit, if he wants to go from Timbuktu to Portland, Maine, go right on ahead and do it, as long as you turn in all those sacks. Because he has never shown me that he is going to be a leader, and I'm fine with that. They didn't pay him for leadership. They paid him for the sacks. And if we thought anything different, then I guess it's woe on us. 216-47.
I just hope it's not woe on the Browns. That's all. I hope that they didn't truly think that he was going to become some transformational figure in that regard.
Are you mad about it? 216-474-0092. Should he be at OTAs? Can Myles still be a leader? I don't think so, but I've never really expected it from him in the first place, at least after the first year or two in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.